Welcome to British Bay English Academy's Listening Audio Archive. These recordings will help you improve your English listening skills.
A great Indian emperor, Akbar, who lived from 1542 until 1605, was one of the greatest of all Indian kings. His father was Humayun, King of Delhi. Humayun had to run for his life when Sher Shah, the Afghan, drove him out of Delhi, and Akbar had a hard life when he was a boy. Sher Shah died later, and Humayun became King of Delhi again. But soon after this, Humayun died when Akbar was only 13. At that time, Akbar was with his uncle, Bairam Khan, fighting some rebels in the Punjab. Sher Shah had a son who was helped by a soldier called Himu. Himu at once attacked Delhi with a large army. Everyone advised Akbar to run away, but he would not. He and his uncle Bairam fought a battle at Panipat. They defeated Himu and captured him. When Akbar saw that Himu was wounded, he refused to kill him. "I cannot kill an enemy who is already dying," he said. At once, Bairam took his own sword and cut off Himu's head. Akbar was so ashamed of this that he burst into tears. This surprised everyone, because in those days, fighting and killing was common. For the next 12 years, Akbar fought his enemies bravely and successfully. At that time, India was divided into little states, which were continually fighting. Akbar wanted to stop these little states from quarreling and bring them together under one emperor. Akbar never seemed tired. He led his soldiers from one victory to another. He did not care about danger. Sometimes he went up to the walls of a city that he was attacking and fired the guns himself. He did not make his soldiers do very dangerous things, but when they offered to do them, he gave them big rewards. Akbar was so successful that not many of his soldiers were killed. It is easy to see why Akbar's soldiers fought well. By 1569, Akbar ruled over northern India. Sometimes it is harder to rule wisely than to win battles. But Akbar was a good ruler as well as a good soldier. He was fair to everyone, and he told his officers to be fair too. He behaved in the same way to everyone, Hindus and Muslims, rich and poor. When he was at war, he was strong and brave. Now that the war had ended, he was kind and gentle. People who had been his enemies became his friends. He did many good things for his empire. He built roads and helped businessmen so that the country became richer. He appointed some of his men as policemen to see that everyone obeyed the laws. He built many schools. Although he could not read or write, he loved books. A great many were read to him, and he remembered everything that he heard. It is impossible to rule a country without money, of course, and everyone has to pay taxes. But before Akbar became emperor, some people had to pay too much, and this made them very poor. Sometimes they never knew when they would have to pay more taxes, and it was very hard for them to save enough money. Akbar changed the tax laws so that they were fair to everyone. It is easy to see why Akbar is a famous emperor. Although he began his life as a great soldier, he finished as a great ruler. He brought different kinds of people together in peace and friendship and made their lives easier and happier.
This recording was presented to you by British Way English Academy. To access more listening audios, visit us on www.britishway.lk.